early morning in Domi's refugee camp in northern Iraq. Home to more than 65,000 Syrian refugees, uprooted from their country by conflict. In Syria, Sharif had a modest grocery shop. When fighting intensified, he decided to sell it and use the money to flee into Iraq.
When we came to Domi's camp, the situation was really bad. It was very crowded. There were long queues for residency forms and aid. There were many people here, but thank God, with time, we got help from the Kurdish government, aid agencies, and UNHCR. They gave us tents, and little by little, things got better.
And better still, 18 months on with his savings, Sharif has a new business, a successful bakery. A few weeks ago, the father of four saw a TV report about another mass exodus into northern Iraq. This time, it wasn't from Syria. It was Iraqis fleeing conflict in their own country.
After what happened in Sinjar, many people fled to Duhok. We felt their pain because we've been through the same situation. Since we have bread, we wanted to help them. We have been through the same situation, waiting for assistance from anyone, any side, any agency.
Sharif rushed to help displaced Iraqis near the camp. In the first week, he gave away 400 bags of bread a day. Ramadans was among those he helped.
As you see, Syrian refugees who also have been through a lot, they bring us food and bread. These Syrian refugees, they work hard to get some money. Then they give it to us. Whatever they have, they give it to us. Look at these people from the camp. They keep bringing us bread. Whatever they have, they are happy to share with us. We are really grateful for their help.
For his part, Sharif dreams of a safer future, both for Iraqis and his fellow Syrians.
I hope the situation gets better and the fighters, they can go home. Of course, us as well. I hope both of us become happy and go back to our normal life.
But until that happens, these two victims of the latest upheavals in the region have found comfort in an unexpected place, a shared piece of bread and a dream of home.